Your next promotion is just the beginning, and this podcast shows you how to get there. Welcome to episode number 196. Today's episode is all about the intro of this podcast. When I say that your next promotion is just the beginning, it's because I'm reminding you that you have so much to accomplish before you retire, and it has very little to do with your next promotion. But getting your next promotion gets you on the road to what is possible for the rest of your career. Now, when you think about the rest of your career, a lot of the things that will come to mind is the impact that you're going to have on other people. So in today's podcast episode, I'm sharing with you all the different reasons and reminders that your next promotion has literally nothing to do with you. So go ahead, get your next promotion so that you can get ready to accomplish everything that you're meant to accomplish in your career and in your life. Let's get started. Welcome to Women Changing Leadership. I am your host, Stacey Mayer, and I teach you how to get promoted, get paid, and bring your whole self to the leadership table. I am on a mission to change organizations from the C-suite out because women are the new face of leadership, and we are doing it on our terms. Hello, corporate badasses. Welcome to another episode of Women Changing Leadership. Today's episode is sponsored by the goddess Maeve. She is the goddess of cycles and rhythms, and she reminds us to honor the cycles of our body, energy levels, and emotions. This is the first episode where I've actually had a sponsor. And who is the goddess Maeve? Well, she is the card that I just pulled from today's Oracle deck. As you've probably heard throughout my Summer of Magic episodes, I have been doing more and more Oracle readings with my VIP clients inside the leadership table. And it has really been a phenomenal way to show them how they can begin to trust themselves as corporate leaders, because you know what? You're the one pulling the cards. It's your intuition and your own internal compass telling you exactly what you need to hear at exactly that time. And I've been noticing that the transformation for each of these women has just like skyrocketed since I started doing these Oracle readings. And so now I want to expand that into an even bigger realm and start to use those cards on my podcast. So what should we think about when we're thinking about the cycles and rhythms of ourselves, of our own emotional life, as we continue into today's episode? And I don't know if you know this or not, if you can tell, but I don't actually script my podcast episodes. A lot of them are free flow, what is inside my head. And I'm also hoping that I can use these Oracle readings to kind of guide and shift the focus of the conversation. So I actually think this is absolutely perfect for today's conversation, where I'm going to be giving you a little bit of a bitch slap. And I laugh because that sounds really funny to me, but it's true. I think that a lot of you need to understand and really come to terms with the fact that your next promotion has literally nothing to do with you, like nothing at all to do with you. And I know that you think that because when you want that, because when you are going for that title, that promotion, that money, it can feel all about you and it can feel really ugly and gross and masculine. And so that might be why you don't raise your hand for a promotion. It might be why you push away, turn away opportunities because you're like, I don't really want to reach out to somebody for a 15-minute ally meeting because I don't want it to all be about me, right? I don't want to seem selfish. I don't want it to be just about my promotion. So I'm not going to reach out to them because I don't know how to do it in this elegant way that makes it seem like it's not about me. So then therefore I don't do it. Note to self, right now, your next promotion literally has nothing to do with you whatsoever. The only reason that you think, even for a microsecond, that your next promotion is selfish, that it has to do with you, is because of the patriarchy, is because of the male corporate system that was set up to make us think that promotions are all about us. Hey, and guess what? The men who are in executive leadership are acting like their promotions and their pay raises are all about them, right? They get promoted into higher level leadership positions and they don't really care about anybody else, right? They're happy to just kind of keep getting promoted, hang out at the golf course, do whatever the heck they do during the day and take home the big paycheck, right? That's what it seems like, right? That they think that their career ambitions are all about them. So why am I talking about this today? I am talking about it because I have heard from several different people that they're tired of the rat race, that they're tired of pushing so hard for their next promotion. And I was like, oh, why would they be so tired? If a promotion is not all about them, like, wouldn't they want to just keep going? Like, wouldn't it make sense to do hard things? The reason that they're so tired and they're giving up on the rat race, so to speak, is because they're treating this rat race as if it is all about them, as if their next promotion is all about them. Had a conversation with a woman just yesterday where she was, she left her company. Her company was in the midst of layoffs and she was not one of the people who was laid off at her organization. Yet she decided to leave anyway because of the corrupt leadership at her organization. And she said, I just don't want to do this anymore. I need to reconnect with myself. And then what she's sharing with me on the phone, and this is a private consultation that I did with her, so she's not a client, but she's sharing with me what her struggle is. And it is to find a new organization that she can work for that actually supports her, that cares about her leadership, that is kind, that is empathetic, that wants her to be herself. And I listen to this and I get very confused, like genuinely confused. And I'm like, you know, that's pretty selfish. And I'm sorry if she's listening today, because I don't think I said that to her directly, but that means that your next promotion, your next job is all about you, that you expect them to be kind, empathetic, to want a leader like you, to give you opportunities. But truthfully, it's not about you. And so let's just start from that place that your next promotion has nothing to do with you. You might be finding that it's difficult to get a promotion, that it's difficult to find a company that really supports your professional development. You might be finding that it's hard to work for a boss that doesn't care so much about your development, doesn't want to have one-on-one conversations with you on a regular basis about what's next. That might be frustrating with you for you because you're a leader that really cares about your team and their development. And so why shouldn't they do that for you, right? But if you think about that, expecting another leader at your organization to care about your development is incredibly selfish. They don't care. They care that you do your job. They care that you do your job well. And they are there to make sure that you do your job well. Now, if you can position your next promotion as an opportunity for them to do their job better, as an opportunity for your promotion to help the organization, ding, 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 now everybody wins. When I worked in women's leadership, we had, a 30-minute conversation as part of the workshops. And we would use the term WIFM, which is what's in it for them. And this is a standard negotiation tactic, right? When you're having conversations where you're trying to sell something to somebody else, you really want to understand WIFM, what's in it for them. And the reason that we put it into this acronym is so that it could live on a little post-it note. And one of our facilitators used to stick the post-it note on her head, right? And, you know, what the women would tend to do is come up with this long, drawn out business case for why their promotion or why they should be included in this meeting or, you know, all of the different things that they could be doing at the organization if just given the opportunity. And they would make this what's in it for them statement to be completely overcomplicated, like almost like you're having just a regular one-on-one with your boss. And then you just like, You just try so hard to get them to just see for a half a second what's in it for them. But the truth is, if you really get to that core mindset, if you really understand, like take the what's in it for them out of it. Take yourself, because even that, even thinking what's in it for them is like you're doing it for yourself. You're like, if I can just show them what's in it for them, then I'll get promoted. If I can just show them what's in it for them, then I'll get a raise. If I can just show them what's in it for them, then they'll include me in the management team meetings. No. Like, I want you to know today that your next promotion has zero to do with you, has like literally nothing to do with you. You getting promoted is irrelevant, completely irrelevant. All right. Now, so what is your next promotion about, right? If it has nothing to do with you, why do we do it? And it's easy, because we can, because we matter. Because we are a woman who deserves to have that voice at the table, because we're ready. These are all incredibly non-egocentric reasons to do more, right? In Buddhism, you know, they often talk about like lack of attachment, non-attachment as being the key to success. And I used to confuse that with not having ambition. If you have no attachment, you don't have ambition. And actually, I never saw that to be true. I saw the people who had that non-attachment have incredible ambition. And now I am blessed every single day to see women at the C-suite level, women who I have coached personally to get promoted to the C-suite level, using my executive promotion process and using every single thing that I teach, they do it in a way that their promotion is not about them. And you know what that means? It means when they get promoted, it's not about them. They continue to give back. They continue to connect with other women at their organization. They use their power and influence to help to uplift other people. They become that role model, that unattached role model. They're willing to raise their hand and ask for more and to say, hey, why not me? Why not me? Why not? Because I, getting promoted, can make this company more money. It doesn't need to be a 27-slide PowerPoint presentation. You can make the company more money. If you're good at your job, your promotion should equal a benefit for your boss, for the CEO, for the CFO, for anybody else at your organization, for your team. Your promotion benefits everyone. It matters to have you in an executive level position. Now, here's the fun thing. If you can really go after your next promotion with this non-attachment, without the ego involved, you're going to see very quickly if that is possible at your organization. So if your organization is set up from an ego-driven society, which most corporations are, and then we can kind of look at the micro and look at your team, and we can say, oh, okay, is my team also ego-driven? If that's the case, then I don't belong on this team because I'm not willing to play that game. And then you go and you find another group, or you find another organization, or you find something else where you can really make that impact, where your promotion is bigger than you. That is actually what we want. Truthfully, we want to be making a difference. I want to give you an example of an email that I received from a woman who was part of the Summer of Magic, and she received a double promotion. She emailed me. And so this is a very personal example. So what she says is, I am in a women's leadership group with, and this is one of my clients inside of the leadership table. She introduced your work to the group, mainly your book and your podcast. I have all found them so tremendously helpful. Anyway, I'm pleased to tell you that last week I received a double promotion from creative marketing manager to creative director. She suggested I reach out and let you know so that you can count this as part of your Summer of Magic 108 promotions. I had been working hard over the last year to get myself into a promotable position, but never believed I would be able to get a jump of two titles in one go. I believe that all your talk of dreaming and what ifs have led me to open my own career magic. So I'd like to say thank you to both you and my client for making me believe that I could accomplish this. Why do I share this with you? I want to give you some backstory. All right. When my client first reached out to my team, not only to begin working with me, not only had she recommended my book to many of the women inside of her women's leadership community, but she also had been implementing the work that I teach with another coach. Now, if my business was all about me and me making money and me being a successful entrepreneur, then I would have felt threatened by that conversation, right? So you see where this is going, right? Like, let's like sidestep here and think about your own path. You have a colleague that seems to be the favorite of your boss. And so that colleague gets called into all the leadership team meetings. That colleague seems to be the one who is, you know, gets a bigger team, gets more resources. And because you're still thinking that your promotion is all about you, you are incredibly threatened by your colleague because you're looking at your colleague as a direct threat, right? As somebody that you need to beat. But if you don't think about your promotion as being all about you, what do? You work with your colleague. You ask your colleague why he is being included so often. You ask your boss. You let your boss know, hey, I want to be included as much as Jim in these conversations. If I get included, then I can offer XYZ. I can bring this so much information to the table. I can make your job easier. When you take your ego out of your next promotion, every conversation that you have gets easier. Now back to this email and this huge win. If I take myself, my own ego out of this conversation, my first reaction, and this is actually the reaction that I genuinely had, which made me feel so good because I knew that it meant that I had grown so much as a leader, is hell yes. Like seriously, right? I got this email from a woman who I have never met, who has only paid me the cost of my book. And it's possible she even got that for free from somebody else. And I am celebrating her double promotion because it is not about me. It is so much bigger than me. We are changing the face of the leadership table. Your next promotion has zero to do with you. You have so much more work to do in this world than even your next promotion. So before I head out today, because I know that I've kind of smacked you around a little bit and, you know, I want to honor the the cycles and rhythms as the goddess Maeve has directed us. And I know that there are times for ambition and times for letting go. But I really just want to kind of give you one practical tool to walk away with that you can like actually do to tap into this. So besides meditation, besides drawing oracle cards, like whatever that practice of grounding yourself might be, something that I teach that is really, really simple and that you can do right away is understanding your career vision, right? So this is step two of my executive promotion process is career vision. And the way that I teach it is by 3Xing your vision. So really thinking about what is your next promotion, 3 promotions from now. If you can think about and really understand what your next promotion is, 3 promotions from now, you get out of the ego. You instantly start to think about something bigger than yourself. So let's say that you're a senior director and your 3X vision is to become chief development officer. That is so far removed from your line of sight, from possibility. From little old me, like literally it's like you probably your first reaction is, I don't even know how the heck to make that happen. So whatever, you know, there's no ego attachment to that dream, to that vision, except for that probably like it'll never happen. Or if it did happen, oh my God, I'm sick to my stomach, like whatever that might be. So your 3X vision is your key to getting out of the ego, right? So stop focusing on your next promotion and focus on how do I get to my promotion 3 promotions from now. The other thing I want to tell you about becoming chief development officer, so another piece of understanding your career vision is really how do I make decisions today based on the career I want to have in the future, is that a lot of chief development officers, people in the C-suite, in the executive suite, are constantly thinking about the organization, other people. Once you get to the C-suite, yeah, you don't want to be fired. You want to keep your job, but you really understand this concept that it's not about me. It's about the company. And if I can't be a kick-ass chief development officer or CFO or CSO or CEO, whatever that might be, then I'm out of a job, right? Like that's it. I have to think about the organization. I'm like forced to really know that it's not about me. It's about my ability to make an impact at a really high level. So start acting like that today. Start making decisions today from that place of knowing that your next promotion is not about you. And you'll instantly start to see more things open up for you. You will see more opportunities open up for you. You will get out of that judgment cycle that limits so many of us, that place where we're constantly rolling our eyes and we're feeling frustrated and we're trying to get ahead out of this like idea that we're less than, that we're not good enough. And it's bullshit. You are worthy of, I can't even say it, your next promotion. Because the reason why I can't say it is because of course you are. Like, it doesn't even make sense to me that you would think that you're not worthy of it. You're worthy of 3 promotions from now. Like, that is how I see you. I hope that's what you get when you listen to this podcast episode, is a little kick in the pants, a little reminder that your next promotion is so much bigger than you, that we need to start thinking more globally, and we need to really understand that the best way that we can lift other people up in leadership, the best way that we can make the impact that we really want to be making, the best way that we can change the leadership table and our culture at our organizations or at a different organization, is to get ourselves into a position of influence and power. That is what I do, my friends. That is the work that I do. That is my bigger mission. That is what I'm committed to. That is what I'm doing with every single woman inside the leadership table. That is what I'm challenging them to do every single day, is to think bigger, to think outside of themselves, and to get themselves into that position of empowerment so that we can really, really be the change that we want to see in the world. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Before you go, I have a question for you. Do you know how close you are to your next promotion? Really? Not what your boss has told you, not what you even believe to be true, but have you actually taken the time to sit down, take an assessment, review the 5 categories that it takes to get promoted into senior executive leadership positions, and decided where you fall in each category, and given yourself a ranking on a scale of 1 to 10 of how close you are to getting your next promotion? Have you done this? Well, now's your chance. If that feels interesting to you and you're like, hey, I want to know exactly how close I might actually be, or how far away you might be, and what it's going to take to get you even closer, then I invite you to take my promotability quiz. This is a quiz that I put together with practical tips that actually tell you where you're lacking and where you're winning, What are the areas that you actually need to improve and not necessarily what your boss is telling you all the time so that you can take concrete steps towards landing that next promotion and changing the face of the leadership table? Go to yourpromotabilityscore.com to take your free assessment today. Yourpromotabilityscore.com and let me know how it goes.